This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for you to listen to us, and us to listen to you, the unmistakable voices of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with her great voice, and Victoria Keelan, fabulous voice. Kara Schillen is off today. So Rich McFadden's fabulous voice is here to help us develop an authentic sound. We all have our authentic voices, and we always think to ourselves, my voice doesn't sound like that. How many times have you heard that from people who've never heard themselves recorded, and then all of a sudden they hear a recording of their voice? Do I sound like that? Well, we sound like we sound, you sound like you sound, and it's not all a bad thing. Even in the days of radio when I got started, you had to have a big voice. And my voice stood out because I didn't have a big voice. That was one of my original standouts, Richie, was not having a big voice. Yeah. Good morning, big voices.
The guys who gargle with razor blades and drink whiskey.
Right, smoke cools. Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. That's why women didn't make it in radio until later on. Women, you never heard a woman's voice. Never, ever heard a woman. When I was a kid, never. Never, 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 never did you hear a woman's voice.
By the way,
on the air.
We don't look anything like you think we do.
No, that's true. Remember the caller who thought I was black?
Yes. Guy wrote to us, he said, imagine my shock and surprise when I saw your bright blue eyes.
Yes, right.
Wait, and you're not black?
Richie, right. And then Richie was happy to tell him I was the whitest guy you'd ever meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
The whitest man you will ever meet.
There we go. So, Jennifer, you have something to carry us through the, let's get out of our own way here and find out what's going on. What did you...
Such an interesting story, because I think we can all relate to it on some level, and that is, what happens when a bank or a store or someone makes a mistake in your favor? Do you keep it? Do you give it back? What happens? And is there any legal recourse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple in Pennsylvania is facing theft charges over $100,000 in overdraft fees after they allegedly used money that was accidentally deposited in their bank account. Now, this is making a lot of news in Pennsylvania this morning. State police said the couple living at a home in, is it Montoursville? Am I saying that right? In Pennsylvania?
Montoursville. T-O-U-R, right?
Montoursville. Yes.
Montoursville.
Yes. They got themselves into a lot of hot water after spending money that wasn't there. Investigators are saying that Robert and Tiffany Williams had $120,000 deposited into their account at BB&T on May 31st through a mistake by a teller. But instead of contacting the bank about the deposit, the couple said, woohoo, and allegedly spent most of the money in just about 2 weeks.
They said, woohoo.
Literally, they spent $120,000 in 2 weeks from June 3rd to June 19th.
What did they buy?
I don't know. Whatever they wanted to buy for $120,000. Neighbors were stunned. They said, that is kind of shocking with all the procedures the banks have set up, checking and double-checking, triple-checking. There's no way anybody gets away with this stuff. But state police said the couple sure did. They bought an SUV. They bought 2 4-wheelers, a camper, and a car trailer. They also said the money was used on bills, car repairs, and cash purchases. Along with that, they also gave $15,000 to friends in need of money. How nice is that? Once the bank realized a mistake had been made, it transferred the $120,000 to the correct account. The bank then contacted the Williams family and told her the couple had to pay back the $107,000 in overdraft fees that they incurred. The bank called again on June 21st. Tiffany said her husband would work out a payment plan. Well, court papers show after those two initial phone calls from the bank, the couple had absolutely no contact with bank representatives despite several attempts by the bank to reach them. They're now facing these felony theft charges. A man who identified himself as the father said he had no idea what was going on. Now, they were arrested and released on $25,000 bail. But, wow, finders keepers, losers keepers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they were arrested. What kind of a deal is that?
I don't know.
What do you think? Is it fair or not? Victoria, what happens if you do the same thing?
Man, I don't know. You know that it's not your money. You know, it's so you know that you're doing something wrong. I'd have to give it back. I wouldn't spend
Justice.
It. I would have called.
Buying a new Bronco?
Yeah.
Well, me? No, I mean, I'd give it back. But at the same time...
Want something for it.
How can you be... No. How can you be arrested for their mistake?
Right. That's where,
this is my thing. I mean, certainly they shouldn't have spent it.
Yep.
But they shouldn't also go to jail. No. They should have to sell all the stuff. And whatever the loss is, the bank eats it.
Yeah, right.
So the bank,
here's something.
It's like your car. You take a loan out on a car, and then you don't make the payments. The bank takes the loss. Same thing.
Yeah, and they take the car.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so let's move over to the side a little bit here. Speaking of loans, how many people saw this report over the weekend? The feds have found that the Department of Education has denied most of the applications for one of its student loan forgiveness programs. The report looked at the temporary expanded public service loan forgiveness program, which is supposed to erase federal student loan debt for borrowers who meet a handful of criteria, including making 120 qualifying payments toward their loan and working for certain public service or government organizations for 10 years. So the GAO has analyzed a year's worth of data for the program and say that the Education Department processed 54,000 requests and approved 661. The Government Accounting Office says a confusing application and qualifying system are largely to blame for the denial rate. The temporary expanded public service loan forgiveness program is in existence thanks to a $700 million appropriation from Congress. Lawmakers created the fund to expand on the public service loan forgiveness program. And so, you look this thing over. I don't know how many people here have tried to apply for this program. Here's where the complication application comes from. Borrowers have to apply for the original forgiveness program before they can apply for the temporary program funded by Congress. Ah, more BS and red tape. The report found that 71% of rejected requests were denied because borrowers didn't apply to the original forgiveness program. Huh? What is this?
Isn't that crazy? That in order to apply for this program, you also have to apply for the old program first?
BS. Good God.
Crazy.
Is the old program no longer in service?
Apparently, it's just been updated, I guess.
Yeah.
So you have to go through both applications.
Yeah.
It's just.
Why? If you're trying to help people out, why make it so
exactly.
difficult? If the real... If the real effort here, if the real point of doing this is to help people who are stuck because...
You know how you get rid of college debt?
How?
Get the government out of college loans. That's the reason we have college debt in the first place.
Well,
because the government guaranteed every single loan.
You can say that about almost...
Yes, you can.
How to fix most any problem.
Right.
Get the damn government out of it.
Once the colleges saw that their loans were guaranteed...
Yep.
Woohoo!
Go. Whoopee!
To the moon, Alice.
In a moment, a customer comes in and gets a rude awakening at a McDonald's right after this.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
17 past the hour here on the DJV program. So this guy goes into McDonald's down New Orleans and asks for fries. And gets the fries, takes a bite, and goes back to the counter and says, these fries are cold. And well, he's in there with his wife, by the way. And she was complaining about some other things that were cold that they got. They got a cold meal. And they kept at it, and they were asking for the manager. Meanwhile, the fellow working behind the counter who had taken their order ran around the counter and grabbed the fellow and choked him.
Oh, my God.
You see the video of this. How in the world?
How is there a video of it? Is it a surveillance video?
You can see the video. You can watch this guy choking the customer. What a great ad for, and it's been all over the news channels. It's like gone wild in terms of, as you can imagine, people just passing it. So now they're going to, McDonald's has announced this morning they're going to offer harassment training to their workers.
Great.
That should help.
Right, exactly.
You need harassment training because you think choking a customer is a good idea. I don't think there's any hope for you.
Right. But how do they hire these people in the first place?
Well, I don't think it's a question during an interview. Are you going to choke someone if the fries are cold?
So, Jennifer, there's a Miss MAGA pageant.
Ooh, I should
see that? You should.
Right, there is. They want the reason for this is to give a voice, quote, to the more conservative women across the country. So this couple is starting, and they look about your age. I'm looking at the couple. John and Jessica Carlson said they were inspired to create the event by Kathy Zhu, who's a University of Michigan student who won the Michigan World America title to have her crown. She got it, and then she had it taken away because of tweets that were supposedly racist and Islamophobic. I don't know that I think that all women who might want to wear a cap or a jacket or something, make America strong again, are going to be racist or Islamophobic. And I don't even know what was in there because I don't see that here. But I think there's a place, and I don't even know if it's called dissension, but we've become so damn politically correct. So, Richie, I forget what your wife's politics are. Has she got the same political bent as you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty okay. close.
What does she think of Make America Great Again, of the slogan? Would she wear a T-shirt? Would she wear a hat?
No.
Jennifer, you've got a hat, I think. Haven't you got a hat?
Yeah, I got stolen. I had two hats, and I brought them into to the radio station, and they got stolen.
Really?
So I'm without a MAGA hat right now, but I'll get a Keep America Great hat, maybe.
Yeah. We make a big deal now these days. Or I don't make a big deal of it, but some people do, out of folks who have... And in some cases, the twisted reality is that there are people on the right who are Islamophobic and who are... There was a tweet on Los Angeles, NCIS Los Angeles has a new character who's a lady who's Muslim as a CIA agent. And you can see the comments about that. 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Here we go, boys and girls. So I'll sing along.
Tumble out of bed and assemble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Wait,
and
wait.
Yawn and stretch and try.
That's not Dolly.
I like it, though.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Sounds really good.
Working 9 to 5.
Lady Eddie Bellum's Hillary Scott. And newcomer Bailey Bryan teamed up with Cracker Barrel as part of the restaurant's 50th anniversary campaign. Five decades, one voice. The new initiative aims to support and recognize women in the country genre by partnering veteran female artists with emerging acts for mentorship. The program has several acts partnering on duet performances as well as sharing their perspective on the music industry with one another. As a woman, music business aside, it's hard enough, as says Ms. Scott, to have a sisterhood of people around you. Very important. Bailey Bryan is only 21. He first met Hillary at a dinner party when she was 16, so Hillary now is 33. Says serving as a mentor to younger females in partnership with Cracker Barrel is everything that my heart yearns to be able to do. Using what was given to me by so many other artists before me, and be able to pass it on. Scott and Brian each chose one of their own songs to perform together, including Lady Antebellum's Downtown and Bailey's Perspective, as well as a cover of Parton's 9 to 5. Let's see what Downtown sounds like.
It's a good song. You like it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Down the radio now is how they heard. When I think of Downtown, I think of Petula Clark.
Right.
Her version. Bet you get a kick out of this, Jennifer. You too. You don't know Brendan, so you wouldn't get a kick out of this, Victoria. He got a ticket for jaywalking. Because they do still do that in L.A.
That's awesome.
Downtown. So the other song is Perspective. What does that sound like?
About the way you looked at me on that first day. Felt different.
Okay.
And I can tell by the words that you say that you
feel. I found myself, you know, I started in the radio business in 1965 as a disc jockey on a country and western radio program playing C&W music. Mostly, it was at that time, it was more Western than it was country. And so I've not, but the new country leaves me cold for the most part. Some of the stuff's okay. But I was last night, I climbed into bed about 10:30, and I was reading for a minute, and then I had the urge to turn the television on, and I did for a few minutes. And on PBS, there was a special at the Ryman Auditorium, special sort of back story on the original country artists that made country great from World War II to the 60s.
I think that's the Ken Burns country special.
No, this is actual performances, but it was in promotion of that,
mm-hmm.
because I think it comes out later in the month of
mm-hmm.
September.
I think so, yeah.
But you're right, it's connected to it. And one of the most fascinating stories was Patsy Cline's. You know, she died when she was 30. It was talking about Hank Williams Sr. died when he was 30. Some of the younger artists and how much heart they had early on and how their stories, pain and suffering and the sort of thing went on. Well, apparently, Willie Nelson was friends with Patsy Cline, and he wrote the song I Fall to Pieces, that, by the way, is the number one best-selling song in the history of music. Never been more versions of that done, and Willie Nelson wrote it. I did not know that when he was a young whippersnapper. But it really is, if you get a chance to see it, anybody that is interested in stories, you'll love the stories that are told in that show on the PBS, okay? And this is nice, too. I like this. So that's it, 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
It's all because of you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After President Trump canceled plans for Sunday talks at Camp David, the Afghan president speaks out. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Taliban took responsibility for a suicide attack a few days ago that killed an American soldier, leading President Trump to cancel the talks. Then Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani called on the Taliban to stop the violence and engage with the Trump administration. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California questions whether we should be talking talking with the Taliban.
I don't want to lose any more of our troops over there. But the bottom line is, then, you know, if we want to leave, then just leave.
Nunes spoke on Fox News.
On CBS, former Defense Secretary James Mattis says we can't trust them.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Very frustrating day here on the farm. I still have one too many socks. It's really annoying. Everybody
happens to everybody.
I know. Where's the other sock? Mm. Where'd it go?
It's on the side of the road. I saw it with the shoe.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah, and your boxer shorts are hanging over the power line.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Very exciting. All right, Victoria Keelan has the latest from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Yes.
Hello.
The latest from NASA. NASA. Your setups are just, you know, legendary.
We're here to set you up. That's the idea.
Yes. Yeah. NASA is trending because they have a new video out set to the tune of Ariana Grande's song, which was actually called NASA. And in the video, it's essentially they're trying to promote more women and more women working for NASA, as well as sending the first woman to the moon by 2024. They said that through their Artemis missions, interns working at NASA's Johnson Space Center remixed this song and rewrote the lyrics to share their excitement of deep space exploration. So they recreated Ariana Grande's video as well, and it's definitely a cute video. NASA says it's an educational parody, and it's part of their volunteer outreach program. And they said the lyrics and the scenes in Ariana's video have been reimagined in order to inform the public about the amazing work going on at NASA and the Johnson Space Center. And they said through the agency's Artemis Lunar Exploration Program, we will use innovative new technologies and systems to explore more of the moon than ever before. And so they are really encouraging a lot more women. All of the people in the video are young girls who are interns now, so it's a very cute video and definitely worth checking out. I'm sure you love this song, right, Doug?
I don't care for the song, but I like the idea of putting women more prominently into the space program. They've become more prominent, but it's the same old story with everything, and now this just has a space twist to it. Women not taken. What is it about the human condition that we don't hire people or we don't accept people just on the basis of their qualifications? Whoever the best person is for the job, or the position, or the education, whatever it is. We have to have these phony, because of the human condition, we have to have these phony ways of bringing people in or considering them based on race, ethnicity, and sex, and all this other stuff, instead of just taking people.
I don't think it's
people.
That as much as it is,
what is
that,
it?
That women haven't followed the STEM careers traditionally, and
right.
Now they're trying to get them to follow the STEM careers. I don't think it's that, oh, you're a woman, we're not going to hire you. I mean, maybe it was back in the 60s, but we had that movie that we found out they really did make it to the moon because of women.
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
Black women.
Right. Yeah. So, but I think it's more just getting women interested in STEM mm-hmm. positions and STEM jobs, as opposed
more
to
more women are going to postdoctoral
them.
Degree, not postdoctoral. What's the term? Post after you get a college degree, post whatever that terminology is, master's degrees, PhDs, that sort of thing. There are more women involved or enrolled in PhD programs. For example, at UCLA, where my daughter is a prof, there are more women. And then they're into these serious, they're not, you know, it's not the humanities so much, and I shouldn't say that because I was in the humanities, and my daughter teaches, they call it, the English is called the humanities. But I'm, you know what I'm saying.
It's not this new. It's not new to have women in, to have more women in college and to have more women pursuing secondary degrees as well. But I think the point is well served from Rich, is that most of them have not chosen to go into these other majors that are right. really making a difference in these programs. And there's been such an effort. I mean, how many schools do you know now have STEM academies or STEM schools that are? So I would anticipate that in the coming years you're going to see a whole lot more of that, because there's just more outreach in general to the whole population of the school. But obviously women are brought up into that.
Well, right. Look at all the coding summer camps, too, that are out there, and a lot of them are just for girls, and these are young kids learning how to write computer code. So the next generation, I think they call it Gen Z, or no, there's another one, there's another
generation
name
for that. Z and a half.
No, it's, they're
Z
called,
plus one.
I think they're called alphas. I think that's what they're, whoever,
alpha?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because they're all born in, like, the 2000s, so they're the first generation of the new millennium,
man,
so that's why they call
generation alpha.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's definitely, but I think part of the reason that maybe even people, like, around my age and a lot of millennial girls, there was still, I can remember still kind of being told, oh, girls aren't good at math. And that's just a myth that has been perpetuated for far too long. And so now there a lot of courses are really trying to change that and get rid of that stereotype that girls aren't as good in science and math. And that's, you know, it's unfortunate. It was based in nothing except sexism.
That's it. That's the point that I was making. Thank you. The mortgage rate has gone down again. If you're watching this, if you're buying a home, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who lives in Columbus. He's in the natural gas and oil business. No wise comments. He's made a lot of money investing in natural gas and in oil. And he was talking about what's going on around the world financially, thinking that we're setting ourselves up for another recession. And so I happened to see this morning looking at the Economic Times. Has an interesting website that I check mostly on Monday just to see kind of what the weekend news is when it comes to money. And mortgage rates have fallen again in this past week. The Fed is indicating they may even lower the rate again. So I then... You see, something always catches my eye. I don't know about whether it does that way with you as we're looking around at things. And I saw a picture with a big sold sign on it, so I looked at the story. The story is about the third largest bank in Denmark, pretty shockingly offering mortgages with a negative interest rate. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, huh? How can you do this? And so put pretty simply, the bank effectively pays you to borrow money. It's a little more complicated than that, but the borrowers have to pay fees, a lot of fees, that offset what you don't pay in mortgage rate and interest rate. But it's gotten a lot of attention. We all are trying to figure out how we can live more affordably. I guess that translates into spend more money for things and not have to have it be so expensive when we pay it back, like a 29% interest rate for credit card stuff. So anyway, this Denmark bank has received inquiries from Americans who want to know if they can borrow money from a Danish bank, which doesn't have any offices in America, to buy a house. I just thought it was fascinating. The concept, first of all, of negative interest rates, and then borrowing money, an American borrowing money from a Danish bank. There are a lot of banks in America that have offices in America, like HSHC or something. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of banks.
The premise is the government is trying to get money out into spending and encourage spending and growth.
Right.
And they hope that with the growth will come economy growth.
Right, exactly. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Huh. Looking at
can anyone apply for that, or is that a lot of restrictions?
I think the European Union, because the pound, everything's been taking a hit, so I just think they're
right.
trying to stimulate. It's a stimulus package, basically.
Right. Yeah. Mm. By the way, speaking of the
I don't think, Richie, as an American, you could borrow the.
No.
I think they want to stimulate growth there in the EU.
Right. Well, they're concerned about Brexit and what's going on there. And by the way. Yep. One of the members of the British Prime Minister Johnson's cabinet resigned over the weekend because she says she doesn't think Johnson is trying to negotiate a Brexit deal. Really, you think? Duh. Amber Rudd is her name, Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, Minister for Women's Equality. She told The Guardian that she supports a no-deal Brexit if a deal can't be reached, but she is leaving her post because she hasn't seen enough work going. See, that's the thing. He's not trying to figure this out. And it has to be. I saw something. Most of the conservative members of parliament think this guy is a nightmare now. All of a sudden, they thought Theresa
May was bad. His own party has turned against him.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I watched this last week. This was my favorite reality TV of all time. So last week, I watched about 4 hours of them live in Parliament. And every single person who had anything negative to say, which there was a lot of them, and everybody gets to stand up and everyone, you know, Boris Johnson was sitting there. But even people in his own party, including, what do they call him? The guy who's the senior most member of Parliament, they call him, like, the father father of parliament or something like that. Yeah. He's in the Conservative Party, obviously well respected by pretty much everyone around the horn. And even he stood up and said, you know, my biggest issue is we have repeatedly asked the Prime Minister for what is his plan, and he has never shared anything. There isn't a single detail that he has shared. He's not said how he plans to handle the border in Northern Ireland. He won't tell anybody what his plan is going forward. All his only plan that we've heard is that he just wants to kind of plow ahead without having a deal for the Northern Ireland border, and he doesn't have a deal to get out of the EU. He has there are no trade deals. There's nothing in place. And so it's just, that's really what I think is frustrating so many people. Either he has no plan at all, or he just is refusing to share it, whatever his idea is. And no one really seems to know, and he just sits mm-hmm. there silently and never responds.
Don't know if there's any hope, because Theresa May really tried to make a deal, and they kept shutting her down, so...
Well, that's back on the table now. Ironically, yeah. after Boris Johnson and everybody voted down Theresa May's deal three different votes ago, her actual plan is back on the table.
So the new nutty guy comes in and they're like, yeah, no, we'll go back to hers.
They're going back to Theresa May. Theresa May's going, why did I resign? Right. I should have just toughed it out.
Right. Yeah. Stayed there, exactly.
It's a mess.
Food for thought on the DJV program at 46 past the hour.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Your home is a money pit. Time for you to straighten that mess out. Thanks to the intelligence of one Thomas K. Kreitler, who is actually better identified as Tom, at moneypit.com. Tom has joined us to go through several ways, through the courtesy of others, who are Richie Dump, will you please, we're not going to sing. Well, this isn't a forum
like
for singing. Unless
song.
Tom and I, and you want the three of us to sing the song? Okay, crank it up. Let's all just sing. Money Pit! Money Pit! No? Okay.
All right, let's
move on. Let's keep moving here. So the idea here is to get tips and helpful information from Tom, who does that. This is how he makes his living, folks. He's very creative, comes up with, through his own experiences, it comes up with the answers to problems you have around your home. It's a radio program heard around the country every weekend called The Money Pit. You can find it at moneypit.com. So here's a listener to our program named Maureen, who's looking for a quick fix for her deck. She wants to replace the wooden boards, wants to know if there's a problem installing new ones. What about that fiber board? What's that stuff called?
You mean composite?
Composite, yeah. Isn't that what you should use?
Well, I mean, if it's, it depends on what she's trying to accomplish. If she has just cracked
the board, trying to not fall through the old boards.
Well, she probably has composite. I mean, she probably has a pressure treated lumber now. But the problem is that after a long summer, you get a lot of cracked, checked boards. You get splinters. But there is a really easy fix for
that. Can you paint? Let me interrupt for just a second. Can you paint pressure treated wood? I've forgotten.
You can stain it. You don't want to
stain
paint it.
Don't paint it.
I mean, you don't want to paint any deck board because it'll just peel eventually. But if you stain it, it'll fade. But no, here's what you could do for a cracked board. The cracks actually are only on one side of the board. So if you were to pop that board up and flip it over, you will find that the underside, which has not been exposed to the sun, is in almost the same condition as it was when it went down. Initially, yeah. So it's a quick trick for fixing out those, changing out those cracked boards. In terms of composite, yeah, I mean, that's a good idea for what we call a deck makeover. And that is you take off all the old pressure treated, say, deck boards, and you replace them with composite boards. So you leave the structure. You still have the pressure treated structure, but everything else is composite. And, you know, it looks beautiful. It lasts indefinitely, pretty much. I only caution that if you're going to do that, make sure that you check the deck's structure at that time, because you want to make sure it's solidly attached to the house and has the proper supports and that sort of thing. Because, you know, every summer, unfortunately, we hear about a deck collapse somewhere because it wasn't attached to the house or the building, or, you know, you had a party. Yeah. Last Labor Day, and you had 50 of your closest friends there, you know, bouncing up and down.
So, follow-up question, sir.
Yeah.
I did this, and I have composite now.
You
do I need
it
to
over?
Seal? No. I took up the wood and put composite on the existing infrastructure. Do I need to seal that composite?
No.
Ever? Just let it go, right?
Nope. There's nothing.
A friend
to
of mine was like, I sealed my composite. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Why?
There's nothing to be done for sealing. There's nothing to seal.
So just clean it. That's
you
it.
Just clean it. That's right.
Soap and water. Yeah.
All right. Next listener is named Meg. She has an extremely greasy, smoke-stained cabinet. The people that lived in the house before, I would never buy a house that smokers had lived in, but she did. She's tried every cleaner on the market. Doesn't work. So what does she do?
Well, it's a pretty disgusting problem.
It is a disgusting problem.
To get rid of, because the residue from the tar is what really sticks behind. Yeah. But what I like to suggest is to use TSP, but you've got to do it in the right way.
What's TSP?
Trisodium phosphate. Trisodium phosphate, you know.
Yeah.
It's a type of material that really does a good job of cutting through the tar that sticks, the nicotine that sticks to those cabinets. I am not worried about damaging the finish with this, Meg, because you're not going to saturate them. You know, you're going to apply it and take it off and apply it and take it off, and you may have to do it sort of in layers, in steps lately, depending on how thick it is. But I think TSP is, if you've tried other cleaners, a good choice. I mean, a more gentle cleaner is Murphy's Oil Soap, but if something like that's not working, I think TSP is the way to go. Now, and you can also do this on the walls, by the way, and it might be that you've got some of that tar on the walls. And in that case, an easy way to apply that is I would go out and buy a brand new sponge mop, like the kind you use for a floor, and then dip that in the solution and use that to mop the wall, so to speak, and then take the solution off. It's easier getting up and down on the ladder and, you know, throwing your shoulders out.
MoneyPit.com, Tommy the K here on the DJV program. Thank you, Mr. Sir, at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.